Country. Talk Live, we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. It is the live Halloween edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
And trunk or treating, what is it? We'll find out in moments, but first we'll go to the phones and to the fun. Allie is listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, Allie.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It is super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had a question about Bitcoins.
Sure.
So I was watching a Dave Ridley video, or Ridleyo, as he likes to call them, and he was talking about, or it was probably just like an ad for Bitcoins, but he was saying that spending Bitcoins means, or spending FRNs means, like, supporting Guantanamo Bay and, like, other wars that the government starts using FRNs, but I don't really know what the connection is there. Like, no one ever quite explains how that works.
So let me see if I can field this one. So first off, I don't think that Bitcoins are a commodity currency, not the commodity currency. So one could choose to step out of whatever the fiat currency system is by using any variety of currency, of commodity-based currencies,
like,
including
like silver or gold, right?
Barter, silver, gold, trading labor with people. Like I said, is barter, whatever, those kind of things. So, but really the question is using the U.S. dollar support the depredations of the U.S. government? I'm not saying the good things the U.S. government does. I'm talking about the bad stuff. If money's fungible, so is morality. And I think that there's an argument for it. I don't know that it's necessarily true in the hardest sense. So if, for instance, the U.S. dollar is it's brought into being through debt that the U.S. government pledges, it's among other ways. So basically, either you can sign Federal Reserve notes into existence through like a home loan or a variety of other sort of loans. Banks create that money in order to fulfill that. They also, those same banks, parts of the Federal Reserve, they create money to fulfill the government's desire for loans too, in the form of treasury bonds. So the government issues these treasury bonds, which the Federal Reserve then buys. In this case, you know, people aren't buying them as much as they used to, so the Federal Reserve is buying them, and then issuing currency to the federal government on a loan. The federal government is saying, we'll pay you back, and we'll pay you back with people's labor, our people's labor, the people we have claimed their labor, and we're taking it from them, and we'll pay it back. So at the very least, it is the Federal Reserve note is a debt note for slavery.
So what I want to know, Mark, is if I need to stop using FRNs or not.
I don't think that anyone can say you're a bad, bad person for using FRNs. I mean, we live in the Federal Reserve notes. We live in the real world, and I don't think you can say the fact that I've taken this green piece of paper and handed it to Ian for some kind of debt or another, that I have done an immoral act.
Yeah. Now, I think on a personal scale, there's maybe not a whole lot that I can be effective using or not using FRNs, but on a large scale, like say an entire country or an entire industry, if they stopped using Federal Reserve notes, the U.S. dollar, and started using all other things, like whether they be a combination of things, Bitcoin, silver, other world currencies, that could have a very lasting effect on the U.S. dollar and the U.S. government, couldn't it?
Well, so we know what it's like if the United States government has a currency that's backed by a commodity, because it used to be like World War II, the signs, buy war bonds, support our boys overseas. Now, World War II is one of these wars that people sort of emotionally supported in a very big way. Well, they didn't support the Korean War or the Vietnam War in the same way. One can argue that the Vietnam War is what brought about the Bretton Woods Accord, which did away with the gold backing of the dollar. And, I don't think that that's entirely a fair statement, but it's certainly possible. The American people weren't behind it. They weren't behind the Vietnam War the same way, and they weren't buying the war bonds. So if a nation supports a war effort, then they can buy the bonds of the government and give them their money and this kind of thing, lend them, essentially, lend them money for their war effort if it's a good and just and moral war. But now, I'd say the vast majority of Americans really aren't interested in any foreign wars that are going on. They certainly weren't interested in Syria, but the government doesn't really care because it can print its own money.
Allie, did that answer your question?
It does. I just have one sort of or totally related question. Do you think that it's a little bit much to, like, some of these alternative currency promoters, it really sounds like what they're saying is, or one who didn't really understand what the reasoning is could assume that the analogy is that you, like, I go and pay for something with Federal Reserve notes is, like, equally proportionate to me handing money to the U.S. military to go kill innocent people.
The U.S. military is
going
a little far. The U.S. military is, you know, funds is funded through income taxes and through inflation. So I don't think that anyone can make that that claim. However, I guess you could make the claim that by an employer paying somebody in Federal Reserve notes, that the government can then track that. You know, giving the government the information that then they, you know, an income that the income tax is then levied upon that person, and so I suppose there's some argument there. And but sales tax is a completely different thing.
Now, if you're somebody who just works at a job like me, I have a job, and you know, of course, I can choose to leave if I want to, but I'm not doing that. I get paid in Federal Reserve notes. I have, you know, I would love to get paid in Bitcoin and some other things, and I've even told my employer that, but that's not going to happen. So I'm not, you know, it's just that's what's available. So
that doesn't mean you've chosen to kill children and bomb people.
No, and I'm going to spend my money, and I actually think just for self-interest, I think people, it's a wise idea to keep a little bit of savings in different types of currency.
Sure.
In other words, keep some Bitcoin, keep some dollars,
sure.
Keep some gold, keep some silver.
Allie, do you feel like this is being communicated, this message, in a condescending manner in that, oh, well, if you're using Federal Reserve notes, you're contributing to terrorism, you're contributing to the government killing people? Or is it just like, hey, maybe this is a reason to try to get away from Federal Reserve notes?
Well, it kind of comes off as like a symbolic thing when people say, hey, don't use that money. It's got the way I've always interpreted it when I've heard people say this stuff about not using FRNs because they don't want to support the wars, I kind of imagined it being a symbolic thing where they just don't want to be using that as their main currency because they don't like what the U.S. stands for. But, you know, if it's just about taxes and how they can tax you if you get paid in FRNs, then it almost is like verging on blaming the victim because, like, no one chooses to be taxed, right? It's always coerced on the people.
Yep.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be taxes. It would be a donation. So I just find that, like, I don't even really – I guess I'm just kind of expressing a preference. Like, I don't even really like how guilt-mongering it sounds when alternative currency pioneers will say, you know, if you use FRNs, then you're supporting war. Because I think, you know, I don't know anyone, even people who are, like, fanatics about Bitcoin, they don't solely use Bitcoin. They don't even solely use alternative currencies. They're using FRNs to buy their milk. So I find it a little bit hard.
Allie,
they have to explain it better to me for me to understand exactly what they mean when they say that.
I think you bring up a really great point, Allie, and I'm thinking of some of my friends that I know that are very much into Bitcoin, and they don't ever talk down when I'm around them about the dollar being evil and people using it. They don't say that thing. You know what they talk about? They talk about how great Bitcoin is, and they get really excited about it, and they show me how much fun they're having and the things that they're doing with Bitcoin. And you know what? That's what sells me on Bitcoin, and I really like that approach of, like, you know what? Whatever. The dollar is a dollar. It's doing its thing. We all know that it's going to lose its value. It's been losing its value. That has nothing to do with, you know, it doesn't matter what it has to do with. It matters. That's the fact. But make something fun and attract people with positive messages better than trying to put people down.
Good points, Marcus. Thanks, Allie, for the call. Appreciate it. We'll see
you
tomorrow night. She'll be here for the Friday edition. 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. Have you ever been talked down to by alternative currency advocates? This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you'd like. It is the Halloween edition of the program. There's some Halloween-related news still to come here tonight, including trunk or treat. What is it? Well, we'll tell you here in a few moments. Also, we've been talking about Bitcoin, and you can go and get your Bitcoin wallet for free over at blockchain.info. It's an online Bitcoin wallet, but the blockchain site does not actually store your Bitcoin information. They store it, but it's encrypted, so they can't have access to it. Only you have access to the information. The encryption and de-encryption is done in your browser, and it's an incredibly efficient way to transfer Bitcoin from one person to another because they've got a handy apps for your favorite smartphone brand, whether you've got iPhone or Android. Blockchain.info has an app for you, and it makes it very easy to send and receive money, Bitcoins, online. Of course, Bitcoins are a decentralized currency that puts you in charge of your money instead of bankers and government agents. So go to blockchain.info, get started. And they've also got some neat tools that, for instance, might allow you to send your Bitcoins anonymously as well. Blockchain.info. You know, I do have some other Bitcoin-related news. Maybe we'll get to that here in a moment. But I have been teasing the story about the trunk or treating. So let's jump into it. It's from the Chicago Tribune. Headline: Halloween safety worries lead to trunk or treating. And yes, this is a story about overprotective, worrywart parents and how they're handling Halloween this year.
You know, when I was a kid, the thing was, probably similar to today, like, oh, don't take anything that's not wrapped up, this kind of thing. Don't, if somebody made it, don't take it, you know, choose the other thing, or if you do take it, don't eat it. You have to give it to your parents so they can, you know, eat it themselves, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, and then there was the big scare stories, the razor and the apple,
oh, yeah.
Right?
I want to find out if that razor and the apple has ever happened.
No, it hasn't. Snopes, I think, has that one in there.
Okay. I did a comic on it one time, so.
Oh, really?
So it existed in a comic.
Yeah, well, and it exists in popular culture.
Sure.
But, and it's very, very prominent. It's a huge myth, but it's never been proven.
You know, I mean, it is difficult to know any of this stuff. I mean, so when I was a kid, it was all about cyanide, right? Tylenol, they had the capsules. You could open up the capsules. Somebody opened up capsules all, I can't remember where it was, but I thought it was all across America. Anyway, you'd have thought it was with the scare the way it went on. They put cyanide in the capsule, and they
put it back on the shelf, right?
Put it back up on the shelf. This was before they had sort of, tamper-resistant stuff and all that kind of thing. This is what started that tamper, you know, that tamper-resistant stuff. Basically, you just had a screw-on bottle with some cotton in there. And, you know, they put that stuff, and they killed several people.
Wow.
And never found out who did it. So I don't know how easy it is to find cyanide. I imagine it's pretty difficult. But a lot of people have been killed throughout history with poisons. It would seem to me that it would be relatively easy to get some kind of, you know, needle injector thing and shoot it inside a wrapped candy bar any easier than it would be to put it in some kind of handmade brownie or something.
Don't give anybody any ideas, Mark.
Come on. Like, somebody who's thought of poisoning people hasn't come up with,
that.
I'm going to inject a candy bar with cyanide?
No, I gotcha.
That sounds simple.
So, but the good news is there really aren't very many stories out there, if any at all, of poisonings and things like that on Halloween.
I think for the most part, too, people, you know, they usually go to a neighborhood they trust or, you know, within their own neighborhood where they...
Apparently, they don't trust your neighborhood. Nobody came around your house.
Yeah, nobody came to... But the weather's not so nice in town today, but...
I don't know, man. They've been all over the place in this neighborhood here. And we're not that far away. We're a few streets away from one another.
We're not farther away, but I think you get, for whatever reason, you get a lot more trick-or-treaters here than I do where I am. I'm not sure why.
Maybe you're just going to get a bunch of grumpy old people.
Maybe I live in
like
the grumpy neighborhood.
On a glorious autumn Sunday afternoon, this again, the Chicago Tribune, costumed kids raced from minivan to sedan to SUV, grabbing handfuls of candy while the adults looked on indulgently. It's called Trunk or Treating, the latest slant on the annual Halloween ritual.
Snopes says that needles and razors in Halloween candy have been documented.
A razor in candy.
It says here, unlike Halloween poisonings, many cases of tampered trick-or-treat loot involving the insertion of pins, needles, or razor blades have been documented.
Wow. But what about razors in apples? That's what we were specifically talking about.
Yes.
So Milk Duds, Snickers, etc., take them off the ominous streets and into the security of a church parking lot.
Oh, well, parking lot. How fun.
Susan Wold, Children's Minister. And is in its second year, says, we know everyone who's passing out the candy. People like they don't have to keep their eyes on their kids every minute. Similar holiday tailgating can be found from Arlington Heights to Tinley Park, but the mission to make Halloween as benign a holiday as possible has become a national obsession, fueled by hyper-parenting, around-the-clock media that magnify every urban legend and fluke accident, no matter how statistically rare.
You know, when I think about trick-or-treating, I think it's you have kind of two levels. You have the first level is, okay, the parent actually takes the kid out trick-or-treating because the kid is too young to be walking around on the streets by themselves or with friends. Then at some point they reach the age at which, okay, now it is okay for them to go without the parents. And then they go. And, I mean, when I was that age, man, I loved it. You know, it felt so great to be out
alone
at night.
With your
not alone, with my yeah. friends out on the street at night with my candy bag and our flashlights, you know. And it just was a lot of fun. It felt very freeing. And
so would walking around a church parking lot have just stripped all the fun away from that?
Yeah, absolutely. It would have taken all the fun out of it. A big part of the fun was the freedom.
Right, all the candy, none of the fun.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it was the freedom of being able to, like, wow, we're out here at night walking around, and, you know, you're going just house to house where the lights are on. It just was, you felt like you were doing something on your own, and it's that sense of freedom that you're out doing this thing, and, you know, it's a specific time and place. That was a great feeling, and this parking lot thing would completely ruin that feeling.
Totally would, and these parents that are behind this kind of thing, these are like the complete 180-degree opposite type of parents from the kind of parents that, what was it, the Free Range Parenting, I think is the blog of the lady who was named the worst mother of the decade or something like that because she let her 10-year-old son in New York City take himself home from school. Like, he went and got on the subway all by himself and went home all by himself. He wanted to. He'd gotten to the point where he was ready to do that, and she was the kind of mom who was encouraging of that kind of growing up for young people, and she was vilified for this. So the kind of parents that would be attracted to trunk or treat would be the completely opposite type of parents, the kind of parents that are always looking to round off all the corners, make sure you've got all the padding on, don't get on the bike without your helmet, and, you know, all the things that parents can do to just protect, and make sure their children have absolutely as close to a 0% chance as possible of coming into any contact with anyone undesirable or anything that might possibly harm them. And it's overprotecting kids, and I think it's doing some real damage, personally.
Well, I think that's the question here is, yes, it's obvious there's a certain level of risk sending your kid around by themselves or even with you to do trick-or-treating. You're taking candy from strangers, which may involve some level of adulteration. Certainly a possibility. And if they're by themselves, abduction's a possibility. These things are true. But what is the cost? What's the cost of not allowing your kid to do that? Independence.
$450 free. Are you one of these trunk-or-treat parents? We'd love to hear from you. How scared are you anyway? 855-450-3733.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint. No equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And we are here on this Halloween edition of the program. The we tonight includes me, Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
And you can join us here on the air at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Now, of course, we'll talk to you about anything at all. We are discussing the trunk or treating, which apparently is gaining in some popularity. We'll explain more about that here in a moment. But I did mention our phone lines are brought to you by ProXPN. And if you value online privacy, then you need ProXPN. What is it? Well, it's a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth, even before it gets to your ISP. Now, this I did not know. Apparently, ISPs, your internet service provider, your cable modem company, your DSL, whatever you're using, they keep records of every website you visit and every search you make for at least 6 months.
Oh, boy.
In some cases, even 5 years. And those records can be obtained by anyone with a court order. So don't be surprised if at some point it becomes normal for, and maybe as part of a job interview, for them to want to look at your internet history for the last 6 months.
Now, somebody else must have been on my computer.
I can tell you, who would have thought that your Facebook page would have been an important part of your job interview a few years ago? Who would have thought that a credit report would have been an important part of a job interview 10 years ago? Nobody would have thought this stuff. Back when I was looking for a job, nobody looked at this stuff.
So ProXPN allows you to be protected because everything you're sending, if you're using ProXPN, everything that leaves your computer is encrypted, 512-bit encryption. your internet service provider will no longer have any clue what you're doing, because basically all their role is to pass along this encrypted data to ProXPN servers, and it can come out of a variety of different ProXPN servers all around the world. You get to choose with their premium account which server you use. You can change it at any time that you want. So if you want to make it look like you're in the Netherlands, you can do that, and then you can change the server, and then all of a sudden you're in Seattle. So that's a pretty cool feature. Plus, you can get 20% off the price of their premium account when you buy their annual plan with code FTL20. That's FTL and the number 20. And it breaks down the price to about $5 per month, which is incredible. I mean, if you value privacy, to get it online for $5 per month, that's an incredible deal. And the ProXPN service works for all of your different devices. You don't have to buy a separate account or every single device that you use. By the way, ProXPN does not keep records. I'm sure you were wondering this, and I was too. Now I know. ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. Plus, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and I'm sure you'll be pretty happy with it. Otherwise, you can get your money back. So proxpn.com/FTL, and use promo code FTL20 to save big bucks. All right, so 855 450 Free. Let's go to the phones. Robbie is listening in Alaska. Robbie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Texas, Arkansas.
About that.
Yeah, that makes a difference when I talk about trunk or treating in the South. Down here, they have a lot of big churches, and they have the trunk or treat is a lot like a fall carnival, and it's not always on Halloween night. There'll be up to a week beforehand, or 2 weeks beforehand, they'll be having trunk or treat things going on, because there's so many of them, that way you can get them all up. And then on Halloween night, you go trick-or-treating wherever you want, or you can go trick-or-treating as well. But what I see at most of them are young kids. My kids are 6 and 4, and you don't see teenagers there. You don't see preteens there, really. And if you do, it's because they're a big family, and they're just doing it together. Mm-hmm. And then they go out and do their own thing later on. But it's not down here. I mean, we homeschool. And we have some pretty good free-range kids, we're not going to let them out on the streets just yet. But there's a lot of trunk-or-treating, but there's still a lot of trick-or-treating. It's both and, either or.
That's interesting. All right, so, but are there people who are only trunk-or-treaters?
I'm sure there are. Those are the people that I go to open play at the gymnastics. They have helmets on their kids. Yeah.
At gymnastics?
Yeah, well, they have So you have these nannies walking around with helmets on their kids at an open play at gymnastics, and looking at me like I'm crazy because my kids are jumping off everything and doing backflips.
Wow, man.
Wow, so actually these kids are getting away with even more candy getting time then.
Right, because absolutely, it happens a week or two in advance. That's interesting. Right.
You know, there were kids at my school. I went to a Christian school, through elementary and middle school, and
no Halloween parties there, huh?
But there were kids that couldn't do Halloween at all.
Right.
There were some, of course, that couldn't dress up as devils and witches and things like that.
But a princess, that's fine.
Well, yeah, but others were no Halloween, period. Mm-hmm. So it just sort of depends on the denomination and what they accept.
Robbie, thanks for filling us in on that. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, and a lot of these trunk or treats, I mean, they have bounce houses set up, rides set up. It's more of a fall carnival than it is just a trunk or treat.
I see what you're saying. Well, that's good to know, because it sounds kind of boring, just a bunch of people opening up their cars and, you know, having kids walk around.
And you have some of that too, but that's not the big, you know, there's not many people that go by there. And so they're in and out 15 minutes and on to the next.
Right. You got to have the bounce house to keep the kids there. I got you. Thanks, Robbie. I appreciate the call and the heads up, man. Thanks for the info tonight. Yep, we will. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The story is coming from the Chicago Tribune, and it's about these trunk-or-treats that Robbie was just telling us about there. The story goes on. No one is exactly sure when Americans became scared of Halloween, but researchers who've studied the event said they found virtually no significant evidence of tainted treats or sinister adults preying on vulnerable children, while some of the real dangers of everyday life often get little attention. Still, that hasn't stopped some elementary schools from banning costumes and sweets because safety is top priority. And in a relatively recent phenomenon, officials in numerous communities have cautioned parents to check the sex offender registry before going door to door. In a study titled How Safe Are Trick-or-Treaters? An Analysis of Child Sex Crime Rates on Halloween, researchers used a national database to survey crime reports of 30 states from 1997 to 2005. What did they find? No increased risk.
You know, it's interesting they talk about the sex offender thing. There was a story last year out of Virginia, and what happened was one of the courts actually rounded up a bunch of registered sex offenders and basically called them into court on Halloween, basically to get them off the streets.
Off the streets.
Yes, to make the parents feel safer.
Didn't they jail them for that night? I doubt they kept them in the courthouse. The story sounds familiar.
Yeah, it was called Operation Porch Lights Out.
Talk about that.
Yeah, so...
But they kept them somewhere, right? Like, they stored them.
I don't recall exactly.
They didn't let them go back to their homes, I don't think.
Right. Well, I guess what happened was they called them into the courthouse at 6 o'clock, and they wouldn't let anybody out. So I don't think that they specifically jailed them. I think they just said, look, you have to be here, and you can't leave until we're done with you.
Just held them to the end of the night.
Basically. I remember some that weren't allowed to turn on a porch light and weren't allowed to go to the door.
Yep.
I remember that story. I don't remember anything specific beyond that. I don't know what to say as far as that goes. The fact is I think I can understand why parents are reticent to let their kids do different things. And the difficulty it doesn't have to do with trick-or-treating and taking candy from strangers as much as sort of how do you do this overall parenting thing. And it's difficult because my son's 6 years old, 5 years old, excuse me, and he's moving into wanting to go off and do his own thing and playing out in the woods and that kind of thing. And I can tell you, it's freaking hair-raising for my wife and I, too. The idea that my son's going to, you know, get out of our eyesight.
Could be a bear in the woods.
It's not even that. It's like him lost or something. I don't know what precisely we think about.
That would be a very scary thing, I think, for a parent to have their kid, like, you know, walking off into the woods for the first time without you there. I know, as a kid, I always played in the woods, but I wasn't 5 years old when I was playing in the woods, although I was probably in some woods. But not real big woods.
That's the difficulty here is when does it start? How far do you let it go? And it's...
Get a little GPS tracker on him.
I'll tell you, you don't know fear until you've had a child. And this is the thing that all the parents are sitting out there thinking is, well, he obviously doesn't have a kid. Is he in the poo-poos everything that... Let your kids loose! Give him a handgun and a fifth of scotch!
I was going to say, you could get him a tiger light or something. He'd probably be all right out there.
Great, this is Shoot Myself in the Eye.
855-450-FREE. More coming up. Each share your thoughts as well. Free Talk Live.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med-5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com. That's MedFive.com and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Listener Ashley's day went like this. Drove the kids to school in the Mercedes SUV she got from paidathome.com, met a new client for breakfast, worked a couple of hours from her laptop at Starbucks, and called it a day. From the new Mercedes paidathome.com gave her to the thousands she banks each month, Ashley's new home business has made this the best time of her life. Are you ready for the best time of your life? Visit paidathome.com. Paidathome.com. Results not average. See website for cars and results you can expect.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Halloween edition of the show. We'll take your calls about anything toll free at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you can actually create the content there on the site. What you see as you scroll down the front page, those numbered stories, the numbers are votes, and the votes are cast by listeners just like you. The stories have been placed there by listeners like you. Maybe it was you. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can submit what you want to the front page of the site, and then others vote. You can vote, too, and then the most voted up, we might see them and notice them, and maybe talk about them on the air. So, of course, the best way to get what you want on the air is to call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the Pro XPN toll-free line as we continue here. I finally did it, Mark. I finally went to cashintocoins.com and actually went through with the process. I was out at the hotel today getting everything set up for Keenvention, which is going to be kicking off tomorrow at 9 a.m. here in Keene, New Hampshire.
I was hoping you'd say you finally got a girlfriend is really what I was hoping you'd say.
I've had girlfriends, and it's none of your business what my
sex life is. It's not my business. There's no doubt about it, but I can root for the home team.
Okay. Anyway, back to cashintocoins.com. So I was at the hotel, and I was kind of getting things set up, and I happened to know that the credit union in town that has shared branching is literally right next door to the hotel. So I thought, this is my chance. I have been totally slacking. I need to try Cash Into Coins. Everybody's been raving about Cash Into Coins. We've been talking about Cash Into Coins, and you had already gone and tried it, and Daryl has tried it out. And I did it today, and I did the less than $40 thing because I'm a cheapskate, and I didn't want to pay a fee. And sure enough, it was so easy. I went to cashintocoins.com. It's just like we've been saying. You go there, you select your bank. You can use Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or any credit union that has shared branching. The shared branching aspect is critical. So you go to the right bank, you select the bank you want, you put in the amount that you want to, you know, cash, what amount of cash you want to turn into bitcoins, and then you go and you deposit into the account information they give you. You take a picture of the receipt, send that to Cash Into Coins, and then within minutes, maybe as long as an hour or two, they will send you your bitcoins.
That's
and
pretty cool.
That easy.
That's pretty cool because, you know, one of the things that is difficult for many people getting into Bitcoin is how do I get Bitcoin? You know, for people just getting started. And so it's
it
nice.
It can be daunting.
Yeah. So it's nice to have an option like that where, hey, if you have some cash and you have a little bit of time, here's some places you can go and you can get your Bitcoin.
Well, and it used to be, Marcus, that these cash, turning cash into Bitcoin's operations, which, by the way, the other one that used to exist is gone. But they used to be very expensive. I mean, it was like 4 or 5% fee on that. And here you can go on Wednesday. It's 1% Wednesdays at CashIntoCoins.com.
Wow.
If you get under
Thursday,
$40,
it's called at Thursdays. And Thursdays you can tweet at CashIntoCoins on Twitter a joke, and the better the joke, the bigger the discount.
That's pretty cool.
It's kind of funny.
So the one that people used to use, there was multiple fees because there would be a fee
right.
from the service, and then there would be a fee for your money transfer. I think those might have been the only fees. So you're saying there's only one fee associated with this? Or
as I understand it, but I didn't pay a fee today. I bought under $40 worth, so I paid zero fee.
No fee at all to anybody.
It's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, CashIntoCoins.com. It's definitely worth a shot. If you've never done it before, they make it so easy. Again, CashIntoCoins.com. We continue here. In fact, Nathan is on the line with us. He is on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Marcus, and Mark.
Happy Halloween. Am I coming in clear?
Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had the same experience as Mark, actually, as an aside. I went to a private religious school, and we did not celebrate Halloween, but I don't think we ever had any kind of trunk or treating scheme.
What was the denomination of the private school?
I'm not really comfortable saying, but I mean, that was a long time ago.
Why wouldn't you be comfortable saying? Would saying the denomination somehow identify you?
I'm not sure. It's just it's kind of a private. I'm sorry.
If he doesn't want to tell, he doesn't want to tell.
But wait. He didn't ask you what the school was, the denomination of the church. I mean, would revealing that give the location of who you are and where you went to school? Like to say, yeah, it was a Presbyterian school, or yeah, it was a Catholic school. I mean,
well, I'm not sure. It's just, I don't know if it could identify it really. I mean.
So it's like an obscure kind of cult church where there's only one of them to where if you were to say, it's the Church of the Lily Pad.
Turns out the people at the Westboro Baptist Church don't celebrate Halloween.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be pressuring you. It's just a strange thing to, you know, not even say what.
You're trying to caught me on the spot. I mean, it's not really something I talk about much. So
apparently you don't. So go ahead with what you did want to talk about.
Well, I was thinking about Bitcoins earlier today, and you brought up the issue earlier. I was thinking about ways, because you met a lot of people at that Bitcoin conference who were excited, I guess we could say, about getting Bitcoin, regulated and established in a kind of official capacity. Is that right?
Yep, that's for certain. Plenty of people wanted to, you know, make Bitcoin legit by getting it all regulated by the government and stuff.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about ways that could happen because, I mean, there's a lot of optimism, I guess you could say, on LRN about sort of the Bitcoin's freeing effect on people. And I was trying to think of ways that the government could effectively regulate Bitcoin.
I'd love to hear that.
Basically,
it's got to be exchanges, right?
I was thinking more along the lines of like tax evasion and that kind of thing. Because the government doesn't need to see your bank account to see that your business has income, right? So as far as that goes, you know, the government could say, well, if you have a business in a certain area that, you know, has a certain amount of customers, then you need to pay this amount of Bitcoin and taxes, let's say.
We're talking about a very fictitious world where the government doesn't operate the way that it does today. Because with income tax, you need to claim an income of a particular sort, and at that point, they can then decide. I mean, yeah, a government could potentially in the future say, we determine that you're making about this. We want about this from you for being here and stuff.
Right. I mean, that's one area where it sort of doesn't matter what currency you're using. But you said something about exchanges. So you mean something like the government establishes an exchange for bitcoins to be traded on and then everyone is required to use that?
No, I would imagine that they would license exchanges, to say that, look, if you want to do business between Bitcoin and U.S. dollars, then you're going to need our license, which they've got. And actually, it's really complicated because they've got a license in all 50 states. They've got different licenses in different states.
There's Bitcoin exchange licenses
now? No, there's money changing, money transmitting.
I see what you're saying.
And so anybody who does business between any currency.
I mean, really, I think of there was one exchange, I guess you would call that, I was using, and they basically got shut down because the guy couldn't get, the bank didn't want to do business with him anymore. And he just couldn't find a bank that wanted to take on, you know, this money that he was dealing with, and
maybe the banks were being pressured by some outside organization.
So, right, that was my thought, was like, well, geez, all these banks, they're really in deep, you know, they've been there a long time, it's all these, who knows who they are, so they were probably had pressure on them from somebody, or just maybe they chose to not want to deal with this, you know, organization. So there's definitely some ways that the government can make it very difficult for people to be getting in and out of Bitcoin when it comes to U.S. dollar.
Right. That would be like the main thing where, like, you transfer coins to dollars or dollars to Bitcoins. That would seem like kind of the best area to go after.
But, yeah, you're right. That's definitely their choke point. That's what they're going after right now. But I'm not worried, Nathan. Once you get dollars into Bitcoins, they can go anywhere you want them to, and the government loses complete control at that point. So I'm not really too concerned. I don't think that they're going to be able to stop it. They may be able to make it inconvenient for people, but ultimately there will be foreign solutions that, you know, even if they crack down in the U.S., there will be other alternatives worldwide that people will be able to use. And as long as Bitcoin is valuable enough, people will pursue those other options if things get that bad.
So you don't really see a future where it's basically like the way things are now, except people use Bitcoin instead of dollars and they file Bitcoin. They write Bitcoins on their tax returns. And
well, I mean, if somebody wants to file Bitcoins on their tax return, they certainly can. I'm sure the government would be happy to have you tell them how many Bitcoins you have so they can take a portion of that in U.S. dollars or something like that. But
what I love about what you're proposing here, the way the tax scheme that you had, is essentially what it does is it relegates the government back into the role of the mob. Hey, I see you got a pretty nice business here in a pretty nice section of town. So
be ashamed to see something happen.
I tell you what, you're going to give us $30,000. I'm sorry to all the Italian Americans who are listening to the show.
No, I
there
like
are Russian mobsters too.
Right, viva! I don't know how to do Russian. German mobster.
Nathan, thanks for the call.
The Nazi
appreciate
mobster
it.
Was coming out of me.
So, but this deserves further discussion, and we'll come back and do a little bit more of that. Also, back to the scaredy parents, still to come in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3's on the way. You can take control. Live Halloween edition.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com.